For years, we've heard about the benefits of incidental activity, a walk to the shops, taking the stairs. But what if you could transfer the principles of high-intensity interval training? Those are short spurts of intense exercise that get the blood pumping to this incidental movement we do every day. Researchers are suggesting you can pack a workout into just a couple of minutes a week. Heaven. Health reporter James Bullen has the story.
Level 4, going up.
It's 8:33 a.m, I've just arrived at work, and I'm taking the elevator up to Radio National. This is part of my daily routine, but I've noticed some colleagues have a more peculiar and punishing route to level 4. Rather than the lift, they trudge up 8 flights of stairs, then another 8 to get down for lunch, another 8 after lunch, and another 8 to leave the building. They do get a bit of a huff and a puff on, but how much good does it really do?
Incidental physical activity is whatever we do for day-to-day living that is not done specifically for the purpose of exercise, fun, or health.
Emmanuel Stamatakis is Professor of Physical Activity, Lifestyle, and Population Health at the University of Sydney.
So incidental physical activity is we walked from the lift to my office, you walking to the bus stop or the train stop. If you had to carry your heavy shopping from the supermarket to the boot of your car,
you might get all the exercise you need playing sport or going to the gym. But if you haven't exercised in a long time, if you're overweight or obese, or if you're very time poor, these exercise snacks could be appealing.
This is the beauty of it. Zero time commitment. It is not necessary to make the time to walk up the stairs instead of the lift. The chances are that you could have walked up the stairs quicker when you came to see me.
And we've heard about the benefits of incidental activity before. The catch here is that you can't just go for an ordinary stroll in the park. Researchers would usually categorize that as moderate physical activity. But high-intensity incidental activity, like sets of stair climbs, is tougher.
Vigorous physical activity, vigorous aerobic physical activity, is when you get to a point, you're so much out of breath that you find it hard to speak, or you can only speak in short phrases. On the other hand, moderate intensity physical activity, you should be getting slightly out of breath. You can talk, but you cannot sing.
Professor Stamatakis is the author of an editorial in the British Journal of Sports Medicine talking about the potential benefits of this type of exercise.
The evidence is very encouraging. It's small in volume, very small in volume. There's an opportunity here for us researchers to shift our physical activity paradigm here and stop thinking about amounts only. Amounts of physical activity are important. There is no question about that. But it looks like that it is not only about the total amount of physical activity. The quality of physical activity, in particular, the regular sessions of high-intensity physical activity, no matter how brief they are, they seem to be very, very promising.
In one small Canadian trial, researchers saw an improvement in the cardiorespiratory fitness of a group who performed sets of stair climbs after just 6 weeks, compared to a control group of people who did nothing at all.
The evidence from these trials is very, very encouraging because we can see that among groups of very young adults, between 19 and 22, 6 weeks of a protocol of stair climbing that consists of 3 climbs per day, 4 hours apart, and every climb is only 3 flights of stairs. Every climb is 20 to 22 seconds. Total daily dose, 1 minute of exercise per day, 3 days per week, over 6 weeks, we can see measurable increases in cardiorespiratory fitness. Now, if we were to repeat this kind of trial in a sample of middle-aged, sedentary, or older adults, unfit people, basically, who have been exposed to a sedentary lifestyle and physical inactivity for decades and decades, I expect we would see a lot more dramatic results.
And higher levels of cardiovascular fitness are associated with lower risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and stroke. Professor Stamatakis emphasizes this field of research is still very young. But if high-intensity incidental activity works, how much do you need?
The majority of the population, especially if we consider the middle-aged and older population, they're very physically inactive. They are typically people who don't even do half an hour or 20 minutes of moderate intensity activity every day. They do much less. For those people, who I will emphasize once more, is the majority in our population, 3 or 4 sessions of high intensity incidental physical activity, even if it's as short as 20, 30, 60 seconds, 3 to 4 times per day, I am confident can have dramatic consequences, positive consequences on their fitness level.
So there you are. Step it up, skip the lift when you can. Now, just 4 more flights of stairs to go.
Yeah, the newly athletic James Bullen with that story. What I want to see is whether he actually does it tomorrow after the show.